This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine today. And Sean, RJ, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. What was your assessment of that Falcon game the other day?
Well, I think that we've got a term that we say block them up, which almost sounds trite, but we did not only assess but execute as we would like to. And I think Jason Witten said it the best. It was a total, we're zeroing in on one player, but it was a team concern or a total team production activity that created it. Blocking takes a lot of people, and it takes a lot of, you're trying to get more hats on them, so to speak, than they've got on defense, and we weren't able to get it done.
You know, you mentioned that one player. Were you disappointed in how the offense didn't send more help his way throughout the game?
Well, again, I think that on hindsight, we could basically be critical, but we've assessed it pretty good, got a good handle around technically what went wrong, design what went wrong. You know, they play a wide nine technique, which basically puts those ends way outside, puts both their defensive ends way outside. We don't see that much, and we probably, on hindsight, would have probably altered how we handled that if we had it to over again.
Jerry, what's your plan for left tackle against the Eagles?
Well, I think for starters, I'd like to hope that Tyron is back, and but I'll assure you that we'll have that. If Tyron is not back, we will, personnel-wise as well as technique-wise, we will do better.
Do you have a better hope that Tyron plays this week over Sean Lee returning?
Well, you know, these are injuries are at best a guess. The way it looks, it would look like Tyron has a better chance to play than Sean.
Do you think that Sean could be a multiple-week thing? I know we're asking you to play doctor. Do you think this could be a couple games?
I don't want to get into speculation and when he'll be back. Those types of injury, hamstrings, have a way of surprising you. Unfortunately, it's usually longer than you might have hoped or initially assessed. But our guys, our trainers do a real good job of keeping us realistic as to when a player is back. For instance, a Woozy will be back now, and he's had that ham since training camp. Hamstring pull.
Jerry Jones joined us here on 105 through the Fan. You know, when you're missing Sean and Tyron and Zeke
and Dan,
and you know, you still lose. I know the loss stings anyway, but how do you judge and evaluate the game when you're missing so many key components and all pros?
Well, I think you certainly always look at the individual performance. We grade it. It's this day and time with our coaching staffs, the size of the coaching staffs, with our scouts. These guys get graded with every technique and every play and their effort as well as how well they play. And so you can make an individual assessment. Certainly the lack of protection relative to Dak, your quarterback, has to be taken into consideration. But there are a lot of things that you see under duress. And Dak is outstanding under duress. And you can basically really tell that, you know, but for the issue of protecting him, then Dak competed really well out there. But I'm giving you that as an example. Believe it or not, you can have a good evaluation of a player like Dak under these circumstances.
Jerry, the story is that Zeke is leaving the country during the suspension to do some training. What can you tell us about it, or how did this idea come about?
I don't have any comment about that. It shouldn't surprise anybody. I know that he wants to focus. He wants to get away from the hullabaloo. That is common. We take our team, try to get it away from the activities as we go different places. College teams try to get it away from where the biggest center of activity is, and so I think he kind of would like that type of surroundings to do what he wants to do to get ready to play again.
What's next for him with the legal process?
He has appeal options, and we won't get into all of those. They're numerous, and we'll see where it goes from here. But because it is a legal matter, I don't think we'll the best thing is to really get into the detail of it.
Jerry Jones joins here on 105 Through the Fan. There had been some back and forth with you and Arthur Blank over the past couple of days. Did you meet with him in Atlanta? How was that encounter?
No, we didn't, and frankly, hadn't planned to. And Arthur has certainly done a fabulous job with that stadium, and then my hat's off to them on their win. As disappointing it was to us, I'm sure it's a win that can help get them on the track they want to get on. So they've got good players. They've got a good team. They wouldn't have gone to the Super Bowl last year had they not had a good team, and all of that was at our expense, demonstrated down there Sunday. That stadium's beautiful, and I'm proud that we have been able to be involved in some of the activity, the marketing activity, to help get that along.
Jerry, yesterday Stephen came on the station and called this story laughable, a report that NFL owners were exploring a possibility or ways to make you give up control of the Cowboys. What is your reaction to this story?
I've had not one inkling of communication from the league office or any owner that would suggest something that laughable and ridiculous, and that's about where that is. They really haven't read if somebody is asserting that or thinking about that kind of thing, they haven't. They're not knowledgeable on how things work in the NFL.
Can you speak to the story that some of the owners sent you a cease and desist letter?
Yeah, that I have had communication with the committee chairman, but other than that, I've had no notice or anything that owners, quote owners. I speak to a lot of owners, and I know them to be really supportive of the idea of being able to, on their part, see what and guide and give input to the committee, particularly the chairman. Mm-hmm. And I have well over half this league that is very interested in not only being a part of what is negotiated, but having it come back to them for approval.
Do you have any plans or inkling to back off your stance regarding Roger Goodell's extension?
Again, I know, and I think it's the best way to answer that.
Jerry Jones, brought to you by Bank of America and Ford. So I was listening. Dan Patrick hosts Football Night in America, Jerry, and I was listening to him yesterday, and he said, "I heard Jerry Jones has a replacement in mind for Roger Goodell." Is that true?
No, there's no truth at all in that.
Have you ever we were just playing around, mm-hmm. and it's a compliment, I think, to the person we're about to bring up. Have you ever thought about the possibility of your daughter, Charlotte Jones Anderson, being the commissioner? How high up can Charlotte take this thing, already being probably arguably, without a doubt, the most powerful woman in the National Football League?
Well, you can imagine how I would second any it's compliment to her, and I know her better than anybody as far as her capabilities and what she's accomplished, so you're talking to the right person to be an advocate for Charlotte for anything. You're talking to the wrong person that would basically not support anything she's about. But I want to be clear that my thoughts have in no way gone to any other individual or the activity of thinking about or discussing any other individual for commissioner. Roger has almost 18 months. He's served about 60%, roughly 65% of this contract. He has 18 months left on him. We've got all the time in the world to evaluate what we're doing. We've got all the time in the world to extend him. We just need to slow this train down and have a lot of time to discuss the issues at hand in the NFL and have a good, clear input from all the owners, which we're not getting.
Jerry, a common theme amongst fans is, man, all this other stuff having to do with the league, whether it's legal issues or protests and anthem and ratings, I just want to concentrate on my football. I'm tired of a lot of these storylines. Which storyline, whether it's with you guys or the league in general, are you tired of? Which one have you gotten enough of and you'd like to see us just move past it?
Well, the almost 2 years saga of Zeke Elliott particularly comes to my mind. I would agree that you should basically address the issues that we really do consider when it comes to social issues. I think it's real important to all of us and fans that we basically get that right. And these are hard issues for the league to address for everyone. And but it's so important that we get it right. We need good leadership to do so.
Jerry, you guys, after Philadelphia, play your next two games on Thursday. So one's a short week, then one will be a regular week. But another player, another superstar, Ben Roethlisberger's come out speaking out against Thursday Night Football, saying it needs to go away. Do you think something needs to be done about the Thursday Night Football schedule?
Well, we've been playing on Thursdays with short weeks and long weeks ever since I've been involved in the NFL. Nothing, not one shred of statistics show it to be a disadvantage. Show it to be inordinately challenging physically for the players. We're the poster child of playing on Thursday, and as a result, what it does to the demand for players being rested or being healthy.
Jerry, do you believe there's such a thing as oversaturation, like Thursday gives us, well, just oversaturation of the NFL in terms of the consumption of it?
Well, I think that I'm a big believer that the NFL enjoys the kind of interest and the kind of popularity that basically has it way above any other options as far as television watching, traditional television watching. Last year, including our social media or including digital, we had more people watch the NFL than ever before. More individuals watch it than ever before. We had, because of social media, and I call it the handheld option, we had that group of people watch it less time. In other words, they moved around than the traditional time spent in front of the screen on traditional TV. The more that the other content that are on all of these mediums, the more that is reduced, the greater the value for the NFL with the aggregation of the eyeballs that we get. So that ever since I've been in the NFL, we have had a smaller percentage to the viewing universe, but we've been more important and more valuable because at the time of year, which is right now, which is in your fourth quarter, this is the most important time to get eyeballs, decision makers in front of the screen. The NFL does that and is sustaining and widening the distance between the second best thing of any kind of content. So that what I've experienced is the value of the NFL's programming grow and go up. Thursday night football, to be direct, has increased the numbers of eyeballs that watch television. I can understand networks' issue over each network wants available the highest quality game, and the NFL does too. But the way for the most eyeballs to see the game is to have Thursday night football.
Jerry Jones, the Hall of Famer, every Tuesday. Jerry, last thing, our producer who calls you every week to get you on, Roy, he's wearing a brand new cowboy hat, but it's not. It's too big. It's not fitted correctly. He's not bending the brim at all, as even you wear it. But that style, can you please ask him on the Cowboys station to take this Cowboys hat off? He's embarrassing us out here and publicly not wearing it right, Jerry.
Well, I think Cowboy, and I'm not necessarily talking about Cowboy football fans, but every Cowboy has got a right to, as you say, kiss my whatever and wear the kind of hat that feels best for him.
No.
Yes,
terrible.
Sir. That's my man,
that's
Jerry Jones.
Right.
No, that is the owner of your Dallas Cowboys, ladies and gentlemen.
I knew he wouldn't tell Roy to take off that cowboy hat.
Appreciate you, Jerry.
Jerry, thank you so much for the time. Have a good day. Good luck against Philly.
Keep wearing it and boot scoot right in front of me.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Thank you, Jerry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.